Proclamation number 0359 of 2nd of April, 1938. Patience and gentleness are the Lord. His goodness endures forever. We have the Lord's teachings ready for you at all times and give it to you steadfastly in His name, and so we want to teach to you today of the Lord's long-suffering and patience. His goodness endures forever. With these words all is said. A tiny fraction of a second would be enough to destroy everything you see in the universe, if it were the will of the Lord. And millions of beings would find their downfall at that moment. But the Lord's creation exists since eternity, and also will the creatures, the beings of endlessly many kinds, exist eternally. But until all these beings have reached the state that they are completely one with the eternal light, the Divine Father, they have to remain for you endless times, in the universe, in always new formations and always different possibilities of development. The first stages take place with the order willed by God, and the living beings, or rather their souls, slowly reach the degree that is a precondition for the finite embodiment as a human being. But then, after thousands of years of previous transformations of the soul through ever-changing external forms, it must shape itself arbitrarily to that which is its destiny. It is completely left to it to accept or reject the light of knowledge. But since it very often does not recognize its destiny without retrospective consciousness, the Heavenly Father tries with endless love and patience to help and thus point out the path which it is difficult to tread, through proofs of His love. But the Lord is patient. His kindness and love lasts forever. As long as only a small spark in the soul of man reflects on himself. As long as the soul feels the connection, however slight, with the Godhead within itself, the love of the Father is also concerned about this soul and stands by its side in a helpful way until it has finally recognized and implores the grace of the Lord from within, of its own accord, and then the way up is much easier. Then the knowledge is there. Then man or his soul yearns by itself upwards to the Father. And to a yearning child, the Heavenly Father is always close and will lead it safely towards the eternal homeland. Amen.